His ears so large. He looks like Babar.
That is the most important thing.
I still don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. Can someone please explain? Okay, maybe it's half not listening and half not understanding a thing he's saying.
What is this? That accent's so
and half being distracted by his fucking ugly face. He's so sweaty. I don't know what's happening with this Muslim father character.
He's been bench pressing gorillas. That's
what he's doing. I only insist on this because I love you.
What?
You know that, don't you?
Make her do something she doesn't want to.
Of course, Baba.
No, don't kiss her with her sweaty lips.
Oh, no.
Finally, they got off the handicap spot.
Imagine if there was a handicap person really needed that right now.
Okay, I guess Duncan is going somewhere. It's night.
You shouldn't be here.
Where is Duncan going?
Why are you
He's opening a door. Oh, it's a church. He's going to church.
I thought that was still the school. I was like, what are you doing here, Duncan?
I don't know, Duncan. Duncan is sitting sitting in a pew. Oh, that ugly guy earlier.
God, he's good. He's the priest.
That woke up. That ugly dude who picked up that black guy at the airport and they had the whole weird exchange is a priest? No, not a priest. Is he? What is he exactly? Pastor?
Can I help you?
Is this Catholic?
You,
I don't know. It's a Catholic church.
You waiting for someone?
Waiting for someone?
Yeah, you can say that.
So people can't just come to that church and pray? They have to be waiting for someone? Priest, he's not a little boy. Stop approaching him.
Oh.
Like, go away, priest. Stop. He's grown.
He's out at the moment.
He's not your type.
Oh, fuck.
That got really dark.
Well, maybe that's why he sent me.
Hmm? Okay, reporter lady, or dentist lady as we call her, is typing something.
Why would you listen to that?
Also, he's listening to, I think she's listening to Christian music or something. And that Duck Dynasty dude, Wikipedia page, is on her screen.
Yeah, because Wikipedia is reliable.
Picture of him is zoomed in on? Like, why does she need a zoomed in picture of him on her screen?
What is she doing?
To write.
No, she hates the killing of ducks.
Okay, why so specific? Is she, is that like a bad, is that like a bad thing Christians, for Christians to do or something?
But hey, fun fact, ducks have a 9-inch corkscrew penis.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, that doctor keeps calling her. She never picks up. Dr. Steven, pick up.
What the fuck is Dr. Steven?
Is she not going to pick up?
And why does she own a brick for a phone?
So I could draw off the class, run away, pretend like it never happened, which is what my girlfriend wants.
Okay, we're back at the church with the priest.
Sign the paper, say something I don't believe. Yeah, or I could commit academic suicide in front of a live audience by trying to prove that God exists. How many people in that class?
Okay, what?
80, maybe.
It's a small ass
class. Then, how many of them do you think would ever step foot in here or any other church for that matter? Well, none, probably. So your acceptance of this challenge, if you decide to accept it, may be the only meaningful exposure to God and Jesus they'll ever have.
Hmm?
Yeah, I suppose so. Check out Matthew 10, 32 and 33.
Why do you want him to commit academic suicide?
That's it. That's all. Yeah.
You want him to fail. You're cheering
that
it
That priest isn't great.
Just so, like,
holy shit,
citation.
He put a gun to your head and said,
if you're still
give
on
him
his
money?
After that one, look
at- Oh, fuck. He sent you with a gun and said, give me your money? Oh, I know what you should do. You should throw your wallet at his face and say, fuck you.
Oh.
It's gonna work. Trust me.
Luke 12, 48. Can't be that simple. Sure I can. You're here because that still small voice inside you isn't happy with the choices everyone else wants you to make. Personally, I think it's the Holy Spirit talking to you. It's how he...
Oh, okay. I guess. I don't. Okay. I guess the Holy Spirit is talking to Duncan. There's a little voice inside of Duncan, and that's the Holy Spirit.
Okay. I can't wait to see what Duncan's gonna do to prove it.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be another part of this fucking podcast episode. I don't even know if we're gonna finish this movie.
God's not dead. He's surely alive.
All you have to do is decide whether or not you're willing to listen. It's not easy, but it's simple.
I mean, you know what, Duncan? The assignment was actually impossibly easy. Like, it was so fucking easy. But you decided to make it hard. Like, this movie would have ended in, like, the 20-second mark. Or, like, when? Like, 10-minute mark? If you had just written that paper. Written that God is dead in that paper.
It's a whole fucking 30%.
Like, I don't...
Of your grade. Of your final grade.
I don't...
That's such a good... Imagine, like, you could do... You could do absolutely nothing for, like, the first month, but did that, and you'd still have an A.
I don't really get it.
What is wrong?
Okay, what is one thing you've done that you don't really believe in, but you do it because it's easy?
Oh, yeah, I remember back in debate, I had to...
I mean, we've given so many debates examples, like...
Yeah, but that's the...
That's what makes you a good debater. You debate something you don't believe in.
There were two choices. One of them... it was about China and our relationship with China. And then there was this decision Trump made. I forgot. I remember thinking, oh my God, that's fucking stupid. Your name was randomly picked for what side you're going to be on. And I was on the side that I didn't agree with. And I was like, oh.
I love being on the side I don't agree with. Because it's so fucking challenging and I love it. Like, it's so boring to debate something you believe in already. Like, it's not a challenge at all. And Duncan should have taken that fucking challenge. Even though it was like a 2-second challenge to write God is dead on a paper and sign your name.
Oh, what would be the hardest thing for you to argue?
Probably that God is alive.
I mean like debating in your school, like realistically what they would make you debate about, like what would
probably I think they'll like they say debate on the side of anti-vaxxers.
What if they said debate on the side of the gunheads?
Like
for the Second Amendment rights, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I support the Second Amendment right. I just don't support military-grade fucking guns and the hands of fucking civilians, you know? So that'd be pretty easy to debate, I guess.
Those 14-year-old white boys.
You know? Oh, shit. Shooting up
No, but
school.
You'd be on the side that wants the guns to be in the hands of
them. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, I just debate the Second Amendment. Like... The Second Amendment doesn't specify which gun you can own. I mean, you can own any gun you want.
Oh,
yeah. So, that's a pretty debate.
You can have one.
Yeah, you can. yeah. I don't think any. I mean, it will be hard for me to debate to pretend to be an anti-vaxxer for a few minutes, because that's the most dumb. Oh, what if you had to debate that the Earth is flat? Oh shit, that's another one. It'd be funny though.
Yeah, and she's like, bitch, what do you mean it's round? Okay, look.
It's not round.
Just like, look.
Look outside. All you have to do is look.
No, on the ground you're standing on. What is it? What is it? Is it round? Are you falling?
Is it round, huh? Yeah. I mean, it'll be a pretty weak.
I promise you, you will fall off the edge of the earth if you keep going. I don't think you can fall in space.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Gravity there. How do you fall off the edge of the earth? How do you think it works?
I don't think so. I mean, if the earth was flat, I think we would find out. Because people would be falling in space.
It's like, don't go to the edge of the world. You're going to die there. Where do they think all the water from our ocean goes?
I think they just think it falls in space.
We have an infinite amount of it because the Earth existed for billions of years.
I mean, what do they think? I don't know. Okay, I mean, it'd be pretty easy to debate a flat earther.
But an anti-vaxxer.
I mean, you obviously win in that argument because they're in the wrong. But it'll be to convince them. I mean, when you debate, you have to convince other people. Not the person you're debating against, you know?
So, like, I just be like, okay, listen to me. If nobody is ever vaccinated, it would be better, all right?
Oh, shit. Imagine saying that.
We're low-key a population problem
now. you know what? I could do that. I could be like, do not vaccinate your kids because we're overpopulated already.
And
we need another plague. Oh, we need another fucking plague. I mean, that would be a good argument, actually. Because we are overpopulated. Fucking people are hungry and shit. That's how much fucking people.
We'll just pick the people who are just immune to it. And then, after a while, the entire population is immune to the disease.
Okay, I think we just flew off subject.
We're talking about...
we're about anti-vaxxers right now when we're supposed to be watching this fucking movie.
Because we're all be dying because we have a population problem.
Okay, let's talk about
China for a minute.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that priest just gave Duncan to go look at scripture somewhere. I don't know, to find his answer, the answer to his problem.
Oh, yeah, here we go. He made a mistake.
Duncan is deep thinking again. He does that a lot.
You don't have like to deep think.
They zoom in on him deep thinking. Did you just create a verb? Deep thinking?
Yeah.
Duncan is in his room reading right now, reading the Bible.
Duncan, you don't have to think. You can just go to him, and when he asks, so, are you going to do the lecture? You just say, I can't, and then write the
word. He has a poster in his room of
everyone who
Christian band. Man. I don't know.
I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven.
I mean, do you just realize that he's so out of the league of that girl who played his girlfriend on Good Luck Charlie? Teddy. Her name was Teddy. Like, he played Teddy's boyfriend in Good Luck Charlie, right?
Yeah.
But he's so not great looking. And Teddy's super hot. So how did he get that role when he's so average looking and she's super hot? I don't get it.
I don't think that's how they decide.
I mean, it wasn't Disney Channel. He didn't have to be super, super hot. But still, come on. Like, look at Teddy and look at him. He's so ugly. Plus, he's a Christian, which makes him even more ugly.
Oh, I don't think that's how it works. I mean,
the moment I know he's Christian, he's like, his attractive factor went back like -5.
Okay.
Like if he was a 5, it's a 0 now.
What should they have hired Killian for it?
Who?
Killian.
Yeah, so hot, super hot.
No.
If, you know what? The thing is, if Killian turns out to be a Christian, I think he's gonna go -2 for me. Because he's so hot that his negative factor is going to go only to, like, -2. Like, he's super hot. Okay, we're getting, like, I don't know, topic again.
Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more.
Ew. Look at his mouth.
Did he have an epiphany?
Did he just go dumb for a second?
You're gonna fail on the first.
I mean, look, after he read the scripture thing, his mouth went open. I think he just went retarded for a minute.
Brain dead.
He went brain dead for a second. Oh my god. Actually, that's what the Bible does to you. It turns you up to a vegetable the more you read it. When was this movie made? This iPhone looks so old.
I hate him. He put a space after the question mark. I can't watch this anymore.
Wait, what? Let me read the text he sent. What happened? I'm going to give this a shot.
Look.
What now?
After the question mark.
Okay. What's up with that? I mean, you don't see the space.
I know, but like...
text is sent.
Why didn't you not have it? Why do you have to go and press the space bar?
I don't know. But that's a weird thing for you to get mad about, Michelle. It really is. I'm sorry, but I'm on Duncan's side right now. Ew, what's with the ugly priest? I keep showing... Oh, he's texting the... Oh, he's a rev. Rev. Is that a priest? Reverend? No, that's a pastor? That's a reverend. I don't know what they are. Don't try to be clever. Be content to tell the truth. That's what the reverend texted him. Wow, really helpful there.
I don't know what he's trying to do. He's going to fail on the first and second day. He's going to win on the third.
Oh my god, he went brain dead again. What's wrong, Duncan?
I had to move a ton of stuff around just to get here.
That's all right. Please go ahead.
Is that Dr. Steven?
No,
Denja's girl is finally meeting with Dr. Steven, it seems.
We've got your results back from your test last week.
It's really rude, Denja's girl. You shouldn't, you know.
Okay, as I was saying.
I'm so sorry. I have got to take this call.
Do you, though?
Your results came back positive. You have cancer.
Denja's girl has cancer. I knew she would have cancer because she was driving. Look at her phone.
I don't have time for cancer.
What?
I'm too busy.
What did she just say?
I ain't got time to bleed.
I ain't got time for cancer? Okay, you know what that reminds me of? I ain't got time to bleed. That movie
scene.
You don't
have a choice.
I don't think you have a choice with... I don't think time works like that. Did she just... Okay, what is it you're doing interviewing... Duck Dynasty people?
Okay.
That you don't have time for cancer? Like, okay. Checking Wikipedia, zooming in on pictures of Duck Dynasty people, and then writing things on the computer. What are you doing that's so important
shit.
That you don't have the time for cancer?
That's funny. Look, that plant looks shocked hearing the thing. Okay.
So that was such a dumb line. Who wrote that?
These are two arms doing this. And then that's the face covered.
Okay, the plant is not shocked.
No, he's shocked. That
the plant is not sentient. The plant is not sentient, Michelle. Anywho.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, that dumbass bitch just said she doesn't have time for cancer. Who wrote that line? I want to kill that writer.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter if you can.
I don't have time for cancer.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
Listen, it's already grown into the surrounding tissue. Your lymph nodes are involved. Your blood markers indicate evidence of distant metastasis. No, I've already scheduled you for an MRI. We need to determine the extent of it. I know you're very important. And the world can't get along without you.
Is she? I mean,
but
I don't
my
think
job
she...
To let you know that
okay, I think that doctor is making her feel better or something.
Yes, he is.
I mean, is she the president or something?
She's
I know the world.
Who records
is...
with her phone.
With her fucking phone. Like, okay. You're not that important, Amy. We finally learned your name.
It's because they couldn't get a prop mic. This movie is running on a low-ass budget.
I don't think you're that important, Amy. I know your doctor's trying to make you feel better, but should treat yourself.
I like how no one questioned the phone.
You really should treat yourself if you have cancer, you know, because you ain't got nowhere to go. I think
you're preparing to do exactly
very important.
It certainly will.
Look at her sitting there thinking she's important, isn't she? Look at her face.
I know those earrings are not real gold. I know those shits are
plastic. Immediate treatment. You understand?
Did she go brain dead? Oh. Okay, people have a tendency of going brain dead in this fucking movie. Oh, they look in the distance with their mouth open.
It's that same black guy from before.
Okay, we're back on campus.
T-Dog.
T-Dog is passing by Duncan, who's sitting on a bleacher, lying down on the bleacher. Her girlfriend? His girlfriend is leaning on his knees.
More like I forgot to turn my phone
okay.
off.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, what did the director say for this scene exactly? Okay, he's gonna be lying there, and you're gonna walk up to him and lie your fucking elbow on his knees.
And then you're gonna say, hey,
you're gonna say, hey, babe.
Twice, because he didn't hear it the first time.
What?
You're gonna say exactly how you said it the first time, too.
I don't
and
get it.
And then after
it.
That, he's gonna tell you he forgot to turn his phone on.
I don't, okay. That's a weird fucking scene.
Do you know what day it is?
Friday. Thursday?
Anything else?
Well, the 13th.
Why does she look so sad?
Happy anniversary.
What? Bitch, I wouldn't remember,
ago,
though.
Your youth group collided with mine.
Wait, what? What was that? 6 years, your what collided with mine?
Urethra?
Your ass collided with mine? Wait, I need to go back on that. It's their 6 years anniversary. Something collided with his thing. I don't know. That's such a weird line to say. I don't get
sure
it.
You said urethra.
Your urethra collided with mine. I don't think that's what
that
he said.
Painful.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Let's see.
Happy anniversary. 6 years ago, your youth group collided with mine.
Oh, youth group.
Oh.
Oh my god, I was gonna have a heart attack. It was ass, and then it was urethra.
Oh, no.
How did I hear ass?
Yeah, I don't know. You heard ass.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how I heard
you. Okay, why? What's with the weird lines? Hey, babe.
He keeps being in this movie. Look at his face right there.
Okay, why does that guy keep getting cast being boyfriends of girls that are, like, so out of his league? First it was Teddy, then this girl from this movie. Look at her face. She's so pretty, and he's so... Ugh. Like, what is this?
Why are they always white blonde people?
I don't know. It's a racist world.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate. You remember how we met?
I mean, I know why, because no other race is going to date Duncan. Look at his face.
Oh, no.
Okay, we should not make fun of the way people look, okay? We ugly. Should... I know he's ugly, but let's not...
eyebrows.
No, let's not, okay? Oh. Let's not.
They're going to be in town next Friday.
You are amazing.
What?
Which is why I love you.
He bought a piece of paper.
You are amazing.
He bought a piece of paper.
No, did you hear that line? You are amazing, which is why I love you. That's so cringy. Who wrote this? People who are in a relationship don't act like this. You are amazing, which is why I love you. Why you love him?
Well, it's a sunny day.
I don't
know. I feel brand new. I have about a million things that I could do.
Okay.
Whoa, would you like to?
I know I came off probably way too strong yesterday. I get concerned when outside things.
Bitch, you really overacted that day. You were so mad at anybody's grades.
Oh, it's mom.
This movie is really long, guys. So we're just going to take a little break. Here are a few words from our sponsor. Like, yeah, we're...
Yes, that can you?
Sure.
Forgive me?
Always.
What?
Well, that can't all be statistics. Josh.
Okay, so basically, she tried to drag him away for some reason, and his book bag fell, and a bunch of books fell down.
Please tell me you haven't been spending all your time on that philosophy thing.
Not all of it.
Okay, why is she so worked up over that? What? That's like me having a boyfriend who's so worked up about a math homework.
She just apologized.
Course, I'm doing
said,
a math assignment.
Me. She just apologized for getting mad, said, will you forgive me? And then she got
mad. She got mad again for the same thing. I don't get it. Why is she so mad about that? I mean, isn't that his business and the professor's? Like, why are you so worked up over some class your boyfriend is having? Like, okay.
Okay.
That's like the people, like, not having a conflict in the movie and just having this little conflict between him and her, like, for no reason. That makes no sense.
Josh, that's not funny. It's really not.
He didn't laugh.
Look, this is something I want to do, okay? I don't understand how it comes between us.
Josh, everything you do is about us. Hmm? Okay, we're a team.
Hmm?
You were, what, 6 years going on forever, right? It means your grades, your whole future. I'm a part of that. I don't see...
Okay, why are we talking about their future as a couple? Because he's having... a thing in his class. Okay, what kind of conflict is this?
I bet she's gonna be cheering when he wins.
Okay, let's move on. This,
you know,
makes no sense, by the way.
The main character.
How this is contributing to our future.
What? Okay, I have to pause it again because this makes no sense.
No.
What the fuck is this?
You have to let it go.
I can't let it go. This
it's
is
been,
so stupid.
It's been 1 minute and 30 seconds since
you. Okay, why is she so fucking worked up?
Neither do my parents or anyone else in my life.
Huh?
What should that tell you if every single person that loves you is saying the exact same thing?
What thing?
Josh, I'm letting you know now for your own good. This experiment is over. You need to prioritize and decide who's the most important person in your life. Me? Professor Radisson.
What if it's God?
God wants you with me. So it's the same answer. To return the book to the library, sign the stupid paper, and move on. A year from now, we'll look back on this and laugh.
This is the strangest conflict I've ever seen in a movie. Like, can you think of a dumber conflict we've ever seen? Okay, we've watched some dumb moments. But, like, think of, like, a moment that was, like, so dumb. Dumber than this. You just had a brain freeze. You couldn't think of one. Could you?
No.
Yeah, because this is, like, what the fuck is this?
Everyone else actually has a reason for what they do.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was. Who's the most important person in your life? Me or that professor that you have an assignment for? Why should he choose between... Why is that even a thing for him to choose? Okay.
The decisions you make now have real consequences. Josh.
The fuck?
Josh, this is serious.
No. What? Why did she get mad when he said he knew?
No, it's not good as I'm sure. I can't believe I'm making a 12-hour drive to Florida to do things that seemed corny when I was 12.
David, I promised my mother a picture of me in mouse ears.
Okay, the reverend and the black guy's back. They're walking out of a church.
Mouse ears are for me. Pictures for her. To you, it's old hat. But to me, it's a lifelong dream come true.
Can you still have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
Then we'll go for the undersea submarine, right?
Actually, they closed that ride like 20 years ago.
And then we'll ride the world's biggest roller coaster.
16th biggest.
In my mind, when I'm screaming as we descend, it will be the world's biggest. And I'll be glad that it's not taller than it is.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good. Maybe the battery. Or the starter. By the way, we're not going anywhere right now.
Let's make out.
We're calling range for the rental car.
But how will we get to the rental car?
They'll deliver it to us.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll deliver us the car we have to drive?
Yeah. Hello?
Amazing.
What?
What
was that scene important? I don't know. I have no idea what that scene.
Oh shit! It's the classroom. It's
Anderson. Oh, we're finally back to the classroom.
Where's
the existence of a supreme deity?
Did Duncan miss class?
To be either necessary or self-evident.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there's
with
Duncan.
With that, as previously announced, I will be turning the podium over to Mr. Wheaton, who will be presenting his case in favor of a supreme celestial dictator, otherwise known as God. Mr. Wheaton,
okay.
Are you ready?
It's a weird dramatic introduction.
The podium is yours.
Well, now it's too late to turn back.
It's not too late. You could still ride it.
No, the moment he nodded, because he said the day of his first lesson, after that it's over.
Oh.
You're fucked, Josh.
Okay, let's start. It's Duncan. Why'd you say Josh? I just realized you called him Josh. Who are you right now?
It's shorter.
Who are you right now? I don't recognize you.
His name isn't even Duncan.
I don't trust you anymore.
In the normal show, his name isn't Duncan. He's not part of the family.
No, but I still don't give a shit.
Voice crack. Atheists say that no one can prove the existence of God and they're right.
Of course we are.
But I say no one can disprove that God exists.
We can, though. I mean, the God you describe, we can disprove that he does not exist. Like, literally. I mean, if you're talking about another God, maybe not, but, like, the God that he says knows everything, is good or whatever, we can disprove that he exists based on the life we're living right now.
Oh,
but the only way to debate this issue is to look at the available evidence, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to put God on trial.
Where is he?
With Professor Radisson as the prosecutor, me as the defense attorney, and you as the jury.
Who's the judge?
I mean, he's going to be a lawyer, so I guess this makes sense, but why?
Who's the jerk?
He said the class is jerk.
Most cosmologists now agree that the universe began some 13.7 billion years ago in an event known as the Big Bang. So let's look at theoretical physicist and Nobel Prize winner Steven Weinberg's description of what the Big Bang would have looked like. And since he's an atheist, we can be sure there isn't any believer bias in his description. In the beginning, there was an explosion, and in 3 minutes, 98% of the matter there is or ever will be was produced. We had a universe. For 2,500 years, most scientists agreed with Aristotle on the idea of a steady-state universe, that the universe has always existed with no beginning and no end. But the Bible disagreed. In the 1920s, Belgian astronomer Georges Lemaître, a theist, was actually also...
What's a theist?
What? I guess that's a fair question, but an atheist is a person who doesn't believe in a god. A theist would be the opposite of an atheist.
A theist is someone who believes in the existence of God. He said that the entire universe jumping into existence in a trillionth of a trillionth of a second.
Ew, I hate the way he talks. Look at his mouth. He looks like he has a lips.
You mean lisp?
Yeah, lisps. Isn't that what I said?
You said it with a lisp.
I didn't. I said he looks like he has a lisp. I didn't have a lips when I said it. Lips. It's a really hard word to say, though.
It's really
lisps.
Nice. Just lisp.
Lisp.
There you go.
Hey, I said it right.
Out of nothingness, in an unimaginable what
does he talk like
splash
that?
Of light, is how he would expect the universe to respond if God were to actually utter the command in Genesis 1:3, let there be.
Okay, so he's going to quote the Bible. Okay, so he's going to prove God is alive by... Okay.
Light. In other words, the origin of the universe unfolded exactly how one would expect after...
Okay, why is that professor already looks nervous? Like, what was his foundation? His foundation wasn't strong enough then. Like, if you're an atheist, you're an atheist. Like, you're not going to doubt your own...
Holy shit.
What? He's like, holy shit. Holy shit, he's going to discover that I'm not really an atheist. Holy shit, what is happening in this movie?
Reading Genesis, and for 2,500 years, the Bible had it right, and science had it wrong.
What? Who proved that? He just quoted the Bible, saying the Bible is right, and others had it wrong. Wait, what?
Is that what the teacher's going to say?
So the earliest you can get here is 5.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be waiting. Wait. It has air conditioning, right?
What? Reverend is back.
Thanks.
Talking to the car dude on the phone.
Why are you wearing that?
Well, looks like we won't get there till late tonight. Sorry.
Why can't they have sex right now?
It's okay, David.
They should have started making out in the car when the car broke down. And now they're in office. They're all alone. They should try making out right now. The reverend and the black guy. I feel like there's like a little romantic thing going on.
There isn't, though. But they're never going to tell us the origin story behind that black guy. All we know is that God is good.
Also, he's impressed because cars drive. Wait, what? He was impressed at something when the reverend said a car can come right now
delivered.
For us to deliver, and he was impressed for some reason.
Yeah, he was impressed that it could get delivered. They bring the car to us that we are to drive.
Yes. You did a perfect accent. Also, where is he from? Do cars not get delivered? Where is he? What the fuck?
You have to carry them.
You know what? I see the little romantic subtext going
on.
Okay,
there is no romantic subtext.
There is. I can feel it, okay?
Just because you're the writer doesn't mean you know.
These guys are meant to be, okay?
No, they're not.
They're spending way too much time together, though.
They're just friends. It's what friends do.
Sure.
Yeah, sure, Michelle, sure. Uh-huh, sure. See, even the Reverend doubts you. Even the Reverend doubts you.
Look at his face. When he's
a choir director. Talk about song choices for the upcoming concert. Or we could meet the women's club about the details for the next craft bazaar. Lots of important stuff.
And since you're not leaving, you'll have time to meet Mina.
Oh, she was there the whole time? So there was a fat chick there the whole time in the fucking office.
No one notices that.
And I was like telling them to make out. Like, I didn't know she was there.
Right. I can meet me in it for lunch. So I was like,
that's like one of those awkward scenes, like when characters start making out in a dark room and then the lights gets on and there was a person there in the room the whole time, awkwardly sitting there, not knowing what to do, not what to say. I didn't have time to speak. You guys were like trying to have sex. I just didn't know what to do. This is that scene. This is like the exact same, Michelle.
Really?
Yes, it is.
It really is vacation more than I do.
No, I just need to do some meaningful work so that I can have something to take a vacation from.
You know, some of the most important work that we do may seem meaningless to us.
That's coming from the missionary who literally is in the trenches winning hearts for the Lord on a daily basis.
Dave.
So I guess we learned something about the black dude. He's a missionary. Okay.
God has you exactly where he wants you.
Ooh, yeah. Like Shrek wants you. I get it. God wants some.
No.
God sounds like a perv, though.
If you think this is what the movie is.
He who's faithful in a very little thing.
He's sniffing your knickers.
God is sniffing your knickers. He has you exactly where he wants you.
God's not dead. He's in your underwear drawer.
Yep, that's exactly where God is.
Unless you're doing the work. It's all part of his grand design.
What?
All of which points to a God.
Okay, cut to the classroom, I guess. I thought Duncan stopped the lecture.
You see, in the real world, we never see things jumping into existence out of nothingness. But atheists want to make one small exception to this rule. Namely, the universe and everything in it.
But in his book, The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins says that if you tell me God created the universe, then I have the right to ask you who created God.
Oh, shit. I think Duncan had a brain freeze.
Look, you went retarded.
I think Duncan's going to say God created God.
Who created
God? Who created God, though? God created God. Who created God? But who created that guy?
He always.
He was always there. But who was there before him, though? Oh, God.
Dawkins' question only makes sense in terms of a God who has been created. It doesn't make sense in terms of an uncreated God, which is the kind of God that Christians believe in. And even leaving God out of the equation, I then have a right to turn Mr. Dawkins' own question back around on him and ask, if the universe created you, then who created the universe?
You just explained how.
Who said the universe created us? Whoever said that? Did someone say that? Like a scientist or something? I don't believe so. Whoever said that universe created us?
You see?
No, I don't see. I don't. I really don't see, Duncan. I don't.
Scientists are both burdened with answering the same question of how did things start.
Are we burdened, though? I don't think atheists are burdened with that question. We just don't believe in a fucking God. We're not burdened with anything.
You'll pick up from all this is that you don't have to commit intellectual suicide to believe in a creator behind the creation. And to the extent that you don't allow for God, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find any credible alternative explanation for how things came to be.
He says suicide a lot, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I think he wants to do something.
Oh,
also, like...
I'll vote for it.
Oh, yeah, me too. He's ugly. That's bad, guys.
That's how you should decide if someone kills himself.
That's bad, guys. If you're thinking about suicide, please seek help. We're not encouraging that shit. But Duncan should do it, though.
Oh.
We really
jump,
not a fan of
jump,
Duncan.
Jump.
So Duncan is basically saying, if we don't have a... If no one believes that someone created the universe, then the logical solution is a God. It's not, though, Duncan. It's really not. What was that? Oh, Duncan, you're the worst at this. He's closing his laptop and like leaving now because he thought he made a.
Duncan dropped the mic.
Duncan dropped that fucking mic. But he did it, though. That was so bad.
You're quite pleased with yourself.
Who did he convince?
I see you carefully avoided the fact that Stephen Hawking, the world's most famous scientist, and who is not a theist, has recently come out in favor of a self-designed universe.
Recently?
He's dead.
Yeah, I think he wasn't dead when that movie made, but, like, Richard Dawkins, I mean, didn't we just assume he wasn't religious? Also, like, what? Recently came out as a... Okay.
I haven't avoided it, I just didn't...
You just didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see what Professor Hawking, occasional professor of physics at Cambridge, who occupies a teaching chair once held by Sir Isaac Newton, has to say about the origin of the universe. And I quote, "Because there's a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. Spontaneous creation is the reason there is something instead of nothing. Why the universe exists, why we exist. It's not necessary to invoke God to set the universe in motion." End quote. So you may have never come across his comment, but this point remains.
Did he just have that quote there to rebuke Duncan?
Because he already knew what Duncan was going to do.
Okay.
How do you answer?
Oh, Duncan looks retarded again.
That was a nice rebuttal.
I don't know.
It's not
you don't know.
That's not a good answer, Duncan.
I prick the balloon of your entire argument with a single pin. And you don't know.
What? Why did he say that line like that? I mean...
Oh, shit.
With a single pen. I did that thing with a single pen and you don't know, Michelle? Why a pen, though? Why did you use a pen? You could have used a needle or a pencil or your finger. You can pop a balloon with your finger, you know that.
But you have to push it again, so you can just, like, if it's floating... It just starts floating in that direction. No.
I'm just saying it's possible. Yeah?
He'll come back.
But, like, why did he... Okay, that's a weird line. I'm sorry.
Huh. Well, I mean, I'd like to tell you I have the perfect answer, but he doesn't shake my underlying faith.
You also didn't have an answer for anything. You just presented an argument that
also,
could be
it doesn't
easily...
matter. His job isn't to convince you. It's to convince the class.
Yeah, like, is the class convinced? Let's ask the jurors. Like... That'd be a weak class.
When would I ever get jury duty?
I don't think you want that, though.
So the greatest scientific mind of all of history says that God is not necessary, but the first semester freshman says, oh, yes, he is. Wow. You know, it's going to be a really tough choice. Well, I look forward to next week's lecture. Class is dismissed.
Give him an F. What are you gonna do now, Duncan?
3 days.
Are you gonna shoot up the school? Oh! What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck just happened?
You think you're smarter than me?
Wait, what the fuck? Okay, so let's describe what just happened. So the professor just walked up behind Duncan and just slapped his back and turned him around and says, "You think you're smarter than me?" What the?
Think you're
okay,
smarter than
that
me?
That was so threatening.
I know. Hey, look, it's...
Okay, why is he threatened by Duncan if he didn't... If he wasn't even convinced by his thing?
That was just terrifying.
That was bad. You make an atheist look bad, my friend. Like...
We're not violent.
We're not like that. We don't give a shit whether you believe in God or not. We don't give a single shit. If you're a good professor, you just grade him. You just look at him like partially by what
I'm
he's doing.
Talking about why he gave him 3 days. He should have only given him one. Just like, you think you're smarter than me?
You think you're smarter? What do you mean? What? I can't believe I'm on the side of the Christian right now, but I am. Duncan, I'm so sorry. What the fuck?
Any argument you can make that I won't have an answer for. I never said I was smarter. That's the first intelligent thing you've said.
What's wrong with this professor?
He's psycho.
He's such a psycho.
He's been strangling people.
Oh my god. Is that really what Christian people think atheists are? Like, or atheist professors are? Like, we just attack students.
You think you're smarter than me?
I want to make this clear. In that classroom, there is a god, and yet I'm him.
I mean, technically he's right. He is the god of the classroom.
I'm also a jealous god, so do not try to humiliate me in front of my students.
I don't think so. I mean, disagreeing with your professor.
You were humiliating him in front of...
You should, like, be proud that someone is disagreeing with you as a student. You should try to, like, you know, even, like encourage them to, like, do it. And grade them fairly. Like,
fucking evil.
What the fuck? Like, I'm doing an essay right now on, like, global warming. And, like, and the professor is, like, telling us to, like, to argue against global warming. But the professor is totally... totally believes in global warming, obviously, but he wants us to do an essay on, like, pretend that we don't believe in it. I mean, he wants to grade it. He's gonna give me an A because I argued, like, I made a really strong argument against it in my essay. He's not gonna say, oh, I believe in global warming. Your essay was, you think you're smart? You think you're smarter than me?
Think
is that
smart,
it?
Smart, bitch? F.
No, that's not what the professor's gonna say. They're gonna grade you based on your work.
You know, I also checked up on your declared major on pre-law. What exactly is pre-law? We don't know.
You don't know what pre-law is? And you're a professor? Wait, why are you bullying him on his choice of major?
Why are you bullying me?
Why are you bullying me? Why are you bullying me? Wait, why is he bullying him?
No.
Because he chose pre-law. That's so strange. At this point, I don't think this is about him being an atheist. I think he's just an asshole.
He's just a bad person. What?
Or degrees on that. Don't bother answering. But know this. If you truly feel a need to continue with this charade, I will make it my personal mission to destroy any hope of a law degree in your future.
Oh my God.
Monster.
What the fuck? Okay, seriously, this is concerning. Okay, I'm conflicted between being on the side of Duncan right now because he's religious and this is, I don't want to be on his side. But at the same time, I'm like, these film creators, they really think this is how atheists are. Like, we're going to destroy your life because you can argue against us? I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm flawed. I'm flawed.
Have a nice day.
What the fuck? You're not allowed to touch the students like that. Why you just slap his chest? Wait, why? Why'd you attack him on the hallways? Duncan, I'm so sorry. I know you.
You won the argument, Duncan.
I mean, Duncan didn't even win the argument.
I mean, you won the argument, Professor. Why are you attacking him? You won. Why are you saying...
Also, shouldn't you be proud of your student for winning an argument against you?
You did it, didn't you?
What?
You know what I'm talking about. You went and did your argument, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
What were you trying to prove?
That God is not dead. That was literally his argument.
It's a movie.
I'm not even sure there are words to describe what I'm feeling right now.
You're not catching on, Karen. I'm calling her Karen now.
Karen, we hate Karen.
Yeah.
We hate Karen. If someone is named Karen, just so you know, we hate her. So,
hey, Karen,
if you name someone
this,
Karen, if there's a Karen watching this, we hate you. Sorry, but it's the truth. It's just the truth. Sorry, Karen.
It's an inside
sorry,
joke,
Josh,
but we hate all
it's
Karen.
It's over.
Karen just broke up with him, just
Karen,
like that.
It's been 6 years.
Okay, so you were in a relationship with someone for 6 fucking years, and you just broke up with them over them... of her lecture they give. That is so fantastically stupid.
And that's why he hates Karen still.
I thought you loved him because he was amazing, Karen. Now you're breaking up with him?
We're not calling anyone the right name. The dangerous girl. Duncan, Karen.
It's over, Josh. You're going to do something as stupid and selfish after I already told you what would happen?
Yeah, but that's sort of the point. Isn't it?
What?
Oh shit, you went brain dead again.
This is something that's important to me. Right, because if it's not important to you, you made it a make it or break it thing for us. You didn't ask me. You told me. It wasn't a decision that we made. It was a decision that you made for the both of us.
Somebody had to.
Okay.
This is such a weak conflict. Why is this happening? We could have taken this off from the movie and it could have been less, like, 1 hour, just 1 hour movie.
Nothing would change.
Yeah, nothing would change. Like, I don't understand why this conflict is going on. Like, this girl has no fucking, she has nothing to stand on. Like, there's nothing here. I have no idea what the fuck she's mad about.
Okay.
Wait, so, you just broke up with
you
her.
Did you want him to be mad?
Wait, what does she mean by, that's it? Okay, like, you just broke up with him, so what did you expect?
Just like, you know what, I want him to be really, I want him to break things. Let's go break up with him.
What the fuck?
What I want? Honestly, I'm still hoping you'll change your mind.
That's pathetic, Duncan.
Like, it's something that God wants me to do. I can't.
Did he tell you that? Did he come in your room and tell you that? And whisper in your ear?
Okay.
Listen just to me, turn away from it. Especially not now that I've started.
Why didn't they show God telling him to do this? It could have been a good thing for the atheist to talk about. Like, God wants you to do this, but show us that God wants him to do it. He can just tell us. Like, you have to show, not tell, you know? First rule of storytelling.
You know what would be fucked up?
At least one of the first rules of storytelling.
That was Charlie.
Ew. I think she's grown now, but like 7 years old, not like this age. But like, do they know one of the first most important rules of storytelling? Show, don't tell. Why didn't they show us God not telling him that this is important?
I guess it's storytelling, so.
Anywho.
They just took the name.
My mother was so right about you.
Oh. Bringing up the mother, aren't are we now?
Who the fuck?
I wish I had
your
sense
mother?
To listen.
When
so
did her mother
did your mother tell you this 6 years ago? So, okay, so your mother told you that Duncan would give a lecture in class